Blog Talk Radio.
Aquilina.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Is what she said to me. It's gonna be, oh, you know it's gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. No, 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 no. Just say, que sera, que sera. Just say, okay, Sarah. Then I grew up and I fell in love. And I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Is what my sweetheart said. Said, hey, Sarah. Now I have children.
I know that sounds good when I say I married a lawyer, but understand, son, I didn't marry the cutthroat, ruthless, give me all your money lawyer. No, I married the pay me what you can, whenever you can, I just want to see justice served lawyer. I married Atticus Finch. I got so ripped off, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it's like? It's like I'm having sex with a rock star, but he's in a Christian band.
I love being a comedian. It's so great. And not because the reasons you think, not because I want to see people laughing or having a good time. I love this job because I like the hours. I mean, look at this. I just started. I'm almost done. I like the schedule of this job. My sister has a really serious job because she works for the Adopt-a-Highway program. I swear to God, I couldn't write that. It's so wonderful. And they have no sense of humor at the Adopt-a-Highway program. I called up one time. I was goofing around. I was like, hi, I'd like to adopt a highway, but I have a few questions. At what age do you tell the highway it's adopted? Is it very traumatic? Do you have a support group? Anyway, so I was driving, and I had to go to Home Depot. You've been to Home Depot, right? I have a question about Home Depot. Why do we need 24 handicapped parking spaces at Home Depot? Okay, I am all for handicapped parking, but I think if a guy can spackle his own bathroom, lay pipe, and put up gutters, I think he can walk the extra 30 feet to the parking lot.
I think I've been on the computer a little bit too much lately because the other night I said to my husband, could you scroll down?
Do you ever try to shop online? You think that's like, oh, that's going to be a time saver, shopping online.
Right.
Is it a time saver? It takes so long. And then it's like you're doing the paperwork for them. You're filling out page after page after page. And you got to fill out the address. And they don't like the way you do the address. You got to do it their way. It's a computer. Can't you put the zip code in and configure everything? No. They want you to scroll through their states because you can't. No, NY, no. That's too complicated. They want you. You have to pick. So you cheat. You ever cheat? So you go N, you try to save time, right? And then you land on Nebraska. Yeah. You know. Now I'm screaming at the computer. Oh, right. Someone from Nebraska is buying $80 eye cream. Get the hell out of here.
That was Corey Kahaney. All right, here you go. This is for Betty Jo Tucker.
They said I was a fool, but never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't want to wear no tie. They won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm a crazy people in society, corporations run the line. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't want to blow no gas. I don't want to pay no rent. Man, I was president and we all have a blast. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, let it party all night. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Just
That was Mike Rocket. Hey, Betty Jo, are you jealous? I got to see Barbara Streisand perform live. Floor seats. It was phenomenal. Okay, what do we got going here? How about a little informational public?
Hey, you mugs. Gentlemen. Well, well, it's Laurel and Hardy, as if I didn't know. Hello, boys, this is Pete Smith, as if you didn't know. Say, I'd like your help here for a minute. Do you mind? No, of course not. I just want you lads to show the audience how much wood the average person totes. Wood, got any? No, like most guys, you don't realize how many articles made of wood products you carry around. For instance, that newspaper. Yup, that newspaper is largely made of trees, wood pulp. Of course, most people know that, but many people don't know that a lot of other objects come from a wood base. Take Stan's glasses. The rims are plastic. About 60% of plastic is wood flour. Powdered wood, my friends. Got a fountain pen? Just as I thought. Plastic barrel. Okay, gents. Anything else in your pocket? Be careful of fish hooks, Stan. A billfold. Imitation leather made with cellulose acetate, a wood product. Uh-oh, what's up? Why, Mr. Laurel. Oh, sure, your wife, of course. Anyway, they're rayon, another wood product. Well, what else, boys? A cigarette case? A plastic. Also a cigarette holder. More plastic. Any more wood, my lad? No, but there's wood in his hat. The sweatband. Right, more imitation leather. A new spring hat, eh? Ouch. More? Yup, a pipe, the bowl of which is wood. The stem, plastic. Book matches. These matches are wood pulp. So is the cover. It's amazing the amount of wood we use. Ain't it the truth? And now a penknife. The handle, plastic. Let's see what's in the suitcase, boys. The suitcase, do you mind? That's it. Let's see what we have here. Any slippers? Yes, here we are. They're real leather like your shoes and belt, but tanned and made durable by tan bark from the forest. Then, too, the counters and insoles are wood fiber. Okay, Ollie, let's proceed. Wood in bottles? Well, hardy. Hardly. No pun intended. Anyway, witch hazel and cascara are just two of several hundred drugs and remedies from trees. Next, an imitation leather toilet case. Mirror with plastic back. Brush back is plastic. Bristles of both brushes are cellulose plastic. This bottle top is plastic. So is soap container. Bath sponge is cellulose plastic, and I'm not at all surprised. Hey, Stan, what else you got? Come, come, fellas, don't tell me you're running out of plastic. Let's take a look at some more of your junk. Your nice thing. Oh, a razor. Handle as plastic as our most electric shavers. Ouch! That blade ain't no plastic, bub. And now, writing paper. Scratch pad. Envelopes. And book. All wood pulp, kitty. Pajama's a rayon, and rayon is a wood product, remember? Hey, what you got there, chum? Oh, shorts, eh? More rayon. But Stan, such colors. And now, a shirt. Tie. And socks. All rayon. Say, the suitcase. Yup, even that's made out of laminated wood covered with canvas. And it's a good thing these lads didn't come around here with a trunk. We'd be here for days. Oh, boys. You can go now. Goodbye, Stan. So long, Oliver. And thanks very much, guys. Darn nice of you to help. Hey! Oh, well, they need exercise anyway. Goodbye now.
And thanks to you, Pete Smith. This is Lee Vickers carrying on. Well, Laurel and Hardy little realized the importance of wood to their daily lives. And I wonder if most of us know just how important forests and research are to the winning of this war. The answer may be found at Madison, Wisconsin, where the United States Forest Service maintains its Forest Products Laboratory. Here, for years, has been carried on a broad program of research to increase uses of forest products and find new uses for waste materials. Here's where they figuratively put the tree in a test tube.
Here, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters will be having this week, I'm finding it, August 16th, that's tomorrow, that's a Tuesday at 4 p.m., Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters will have critic Phil Hall, and he'll talk about his new book, In Search of Lost Films, so that should be interesting. That's 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Thank you very much. There. All right, what do we got going here? Okay, get well soon, Betty Jo. Are you not feeling well? All righty, here we go. Nichols and May.
Catch based on their indignation at a particularly outrageous American custom, a custom which Jessica Mitford has since called the high cost of dying. Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Long Dust. Can I help you?
Yes. I read your ad. I'm interested in the $65 funeral.
Was that for yourself?
No.
For another. May I ask, where did you catch that ad?
TV Guide.
Just trying to find out where our trade comes from. I am afraid that I'm going to have to ask you some questions.
Yes, that's all right.
All right. Can you tell me what was the loved one's name?
Seymour Maslow Freen.
Is that hyphenated?
It was.
And the loved one's address?
44-11-18 Southeast Huguenot Walloon Drive.
And may I ask what your name is?
Charlie.
Charlie. Charlie, I'm Miss Loomis, your grief lady.
Hi.
Is it Charlie Maslow Fleen?
Yes.
You're related. Well, that will be $65.
Thank you. I have the check all made out.
Oh, wonderful. Before you go, Mr. Mazofreen, I was just wondering, would you be interested in some extras for the loved one?
What kind of extras?
Well, how about a casket?
Isn't that included in the funeral?
No.
We have to have a casket.
Yes, it looks better.
How much?
We have three prices. $1,243, $768, and $14.98.
May I ask, what do those prices represent?
That's mahogany, oak, and nubby plywood.
Nubby plywood. Tell me, what kind of an appearance does that make?
Cheap.
I'll take the oak.
Oak? All right.
Thank you very much.
I am so sorry to intrude this way on your grief. I just wondered, can you tell me, how had you planned on getting Mr. Mazofreen down here? To give the driver an enormous tip.
You don't happen to have a hearse, do you?
Yes, we do. For $35, I can give you an exquisite Cadillac slumber wagon.
All right. $35.
$35. Now, how about someone to drive it?
That's not included?
No, it isn't.
All right, we have to have a driver. I can't drive it myself.
No.
Is that all?
This is the last, and I am once again truly sorry. It is my job. Have you planned it all on burying Mr. Maslow?
That was foremost in my mind.
Do you happen to have a plot?
No, but I'm sure you do.
Yes, we do. We have
three prices.
Yes. $824.46, $493.58, and $10.
I'm just curious. What happens for $10?
For $10, we have two men who come and take Mr. Mazofreen away and do God knows what.
You always run a little danger with satire, and...
I love Nichols and May. Gotta love them. Gotta love them. Okay. Shame on me. I was multitasking. Okay. I can cancel this. All right. Betty Jo Tucker movie attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to check it out. It's going to be a good one this week. And we're down to our last 3 minutes. So I got to find something that's 3 minutes. Okay. And 3 minutes and 14. What's that? That might be perfect. Oh, here we go. All right. Don't forget to get my CDs on CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo. Here we go. Well, this should time out perfectly. Thank you. And watch the Nancy Lombardo Show every Friday, 7 p.m., www.mnn.org on the internet. So just check it out. Now here's one of mine.
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half. Nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Nice guy a chance. So he's not 6 feet tall, and hairline's receding to bald. A body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
Okay, that concludes today's show. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. This has been Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.